They're most disappointed because the NBL put forward a range of options to complete the series ahead of the original scheduled dates. This included reducing the grand final series to a best of three game series or playing game four tomorrow instead of this Friday. Chartered flights were also discussed. It is our understanding that Sydney Kings turned down these options.
90% done. Yep. So let's hope common sense prevails here and the right decision is made.
And the right decision is, Trevor?
Well, growing up, I always got told the scoreboard tells the truth, you know, and it's the same as if Bathurst, after 150 laps, gets called off, it's the winner, whoever's in front. If the tennis match gets called off, it's two sets to one, it's whoever's in front. Those things, and the precedent's already set in the NBL this year when New Zealand played Wollongong. The game got called off just before three-quarter time. They came and said the game's over halfway, the results stand, New Zealand win.
Amazing scenes in the NBL Grand Final, wasn't it? 2-1, called off, Perth Wildcats due to host Game 4 before the decision was made that the Grand Final will be called off. Sam Edmund back with you, Dwayne Russell. Well, he's dropped out again. Time for a little break for Dwayne there at Chateau Russell. He'll be back with you soon, I'm sure. But it was seismic, wasn't it? The NBL decision, the Sydney Kings, and no one would begrudge them this, had some travel concerns as well. And their CEO joins us. He's been good enough to join us this afternoon. Chris Pongras, welcome to you, Chris.
Thank you, mate. Thank you for having me online.
Absolute pleasure, and we appreciate your company at a pretty difficult time. We still await a decision, don't we, in terms of the awarding or otherwise of the Premier for the season. Have you got any sort of clearer line of sight as to the decision that might be incoming from the NBL?
No clear alignment. I mean, we made our position pretty clear. It's at the end of the day, I understand that they need to make a decision, but I think the reason and the method we took yesterday set that aside, because I think in our mind, it's much bigger than basketball, and we put the care and health and welfare of our players, staff, families and fans and members and, you know, our social responsibility ahead of that.
What has been the aftermath of your decision in the last 24 hours? You see the Wildcats have been pretty vocal in their criticism of it. What's your reaction 24 hours on?
I mean, in my mind, we clearly made the right decision, without a doubt. I think many coaches are put in some tough positions, but the WA Health Minister and Premier have said in a press conference that don't come to Western Australia from the east unless it's essential travel, and don't fly east unless it's essential, and limiting to 100 people or less for indoor gatherings. Like, it's evolving so rapidly that you can't just bury your head in the sand and no firm decision was made, so we had to make one. And honestly, it's a little upsetting and disappointing to, you know, the focus of Perth's press conference and release is based around the championship. And so our focus was about player welfare, and understand that they need to make a decision, but at this point in time, I think there are things that are much more important than that. And, you know, all of our imports have left this morning, and making sure they and their families are safe and healthy, and just looking after everyone. So, yeah, I mean, looking back, 100% the correct decision was made on our end, and we're getting feedback from players, from staff, from local, our fans, members, everyone who supports our decision. So,
Chris, Dwayne Russell's back on the line. Dwayne, I think you've got to applaud everyone at the moment, particularly sports administrators who are willing to make the big calls, the brave calls, because they are tough decisions.
Yeah, do you think, Chris, that the call is going to be made that it's going to be handed to the Wildcats, the title?
Again, it's up to the league's decision. We haven't put forth our point of view, because at the end of the day, we took an approach and we understand the ramifications of that, and it's up to the league to make a decision. So they can choose what they want. I'm sure Perth had already said last night that they've put forth a submission, and we don't feel a need to. Whatever the league decides, you know, we'll live with. But at the end of the day, you know, what had been discussed last week, and there's some mixed messages around what that was, you know, we know what we had come to the belief of, and we're just going to live with what decision handed down.
So you won't legally challenge it if they decide that the title goes to the Wildcats, then that's it. You've got to accept it and move on to next season.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even discussed that. And so I don't think, in our mind, I think we've just got bigger and more important things to be dealing with at this point.
There was the option of playing one or more games in Sydney. Was that thrown up? I understand that you both teams stayed in Sydney and played again Wednesday. Was that an option?
No, that was not an option. Nope.
There was an option thrown at you to just make it a best of three. That was knocked back by both teams at the time.
There was the option to make it a best of three, but this was, you know, rightly so, in a very different landscape than we currently live in. This is looking at last Friday when, yes, there were major concerns, and obviously the biggest concern at that point was the social responsibility and the spread of the virus, and so that's where the decision was made to ban fans from the game and lock it down. And hindsight's a beautiful thing, that yes, at that point in time, if we could understand that we'd be here, then a best of three series would have been the best option. In saying that, there's a governing body in this that can hand down the decision one way or another. They were fantastic in their consultation with the teams. Don't get me wrong. You know, we were very much involved in the process. But if there wanted to be a best of three series, there could have been a best of three series. It's not the Sydney Kings who made that decision. We put our views forward that we didn't think it needed at that point in time to be a best of three series, essentially because we didn't know how things would transpire in the next week, and clearly they've got much worse.
No, it's a fair call, and your call is your call from your view, and it'll be interesting to see what the NBL's call. Are you expecting to hear from Jeremy Lowliger or Larry Kesselman in the next hour or two? When are you expecting to hear their decision?
Not sure. They put a 48-hour window on it yesterday, and we're just waiting to hear. And again, we haven't put forth submission in either way, and understand that they're going to have to make a tough call that's not going to make, I'm sure, anyone happy in the circumstances. So the way we see it, we understand that there are a number of options put forward, and, you know, Perth coming out and saying that all of them were declined by us, you know. Air travel and the charter air flight was not declined by us. Our owner, in fact, put that forward to the group yesterday and said he'll happily pay for it himself. And that, again, even though that weighed into the decision was made that we still, it's not necessarily about the travel component. It's far bigger than that. It's our imports being concerned whether they can get into America. We've got a Brazilian Nexstar and South America's shutting down, and we've got one of our assistant coaches lives in his family in Germany, and those borders are closing. And the social responsibility around, we've got, you know, we have to understand everyone's relying on government advice, but the Western Australia, you know, health ministry has said don't travel. And so at what point in time, even if we had fast-tracked it and played a game in Perth on Wednesday, we would have left yesterday and we'd sent our imports home. We would be in the exact same position than we would be if we had fast-tracked the games. And so I think it's really in bad taste to constantly rely on, say, all these options were put on the table. Yes, they were. But at that point in time, none of them were suitable, because on Sunday night when it was talked about a game four and moving it forward, the health and welfare of our players from a performance standpoint plays into it. But we didn't know what the landscape would bring in the next couple of days, and we can't make that spot decision to force our guys to travel the next day and get to Perth and play, you know, not knowing where they'd be.
No, you make a lot of good points. The landscape has shifted so quickly on everybody involved in this world, let alone sports administration people who have to advise what's best for their club, and then players have to decide what's best for themselves, especially the imports who want to get home to family, no doubt. Chris, I appreciate your time, and we'll see what Jeremy Lowliger, the commissioner of the NBL, and Larry Kesselman, the owner, have to say later today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Chris Pongrass, the Sydney Kings CEO. Sam, in a nutshell, we're about to hear from Daniel Andrews and the Victoria's Chief Medical Officer as well. What did you make of that decision from Chris Pongrass, and do you think they'll hand it to the Wildcats, Sam, on that?
Well, certainly a big one, wasn't it? The NBL, Larry Kesselman last night with Bob and Andy, saying there are only two outcomes. Either Perth get it or we just finish the season with an asterisk. Look, if I'm a betting person, I'd say Perth get the title, Dwayne. But I'm far from either way. It's a polarising decision, isn't it?
Absolutely, although those in the West don't think it's polarising at all. They've just got the opinion that they deserve it. They're 2-1 up. It's a best-of-five series, and it should be handed to them. Joe in South Morang, you've got a thought?
Yeah, I'm a long-time Sydney Kings fan, even though I live in Melbourne these days. Look, I mean, the argument could easily be put forward that Sydney led the regular season from start to finish, so you could give them the title. But, I mean, if Perth just say, oh, in these extraordinary circumstances, and I wish we could have just played them because we came from the adversity of being flogged by United by 45 points, and anything could have happened. But if Perth really want to say, oh, well, we deserve the title just by default like that, they really want to have attain the title like that, one, it shows how pathetic they are, and two, give the baby their bottle.
Well, at the same time, Joe, what happens if Bathurst gets called off a lap from home because there's an unforeseen accident, then the winner is the team in front? Surely you can see that thought from them.
Yeah, that's still by default, isn't it? You haven't completed the contract.
Well, you've led for all but one lap. So I suppose, what about the NBL game earlier this year that was two-thirds over, but it had to be called off due to the rain getting into the stadium? That was deemed to be given to the team that was in front at the time. You know, that's the parameters of a lot of sport. If it's called off, two-thirds done, it ends up being the team that's in front at the time. We don't have a Duckworth-Lewis kind of system we can throw into the NBL. Stick around. Daniel Andrews and Victoria's Chief Health Medical Officer to join us after the break. We'll hopefully get an AFL decision, Sam Edmund, as soon as the AFL give us the decision as to yes or no. He'll bring us that as well. But at the moment, it's a yes. Footy's going ahead tomorrow night. But as we said, the landscape moves so quickly. Watch this space.